I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Jesus speaking in the Luke Gospel, chapter 18, 7 and 8, he said, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him? Though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" God said he will answer you speedily. He will answer you what? That's why I know in this service, there will be no delay here. Everyone hearing this message, God will answer you speedily. Your deliverance shall come speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deliverance is simply God's word that rescues a man through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hear this and hear me well. When God speaks, His word cannot be altered. When God says a thing, He means it. He means what He says. God cannot say one thing and do another thing. He said, "I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. Have I not spoken? Shall I not make it good?" Numbers 23 verse 19. In Psalm 89 verse 34, he said, "My covenant with you will I not break, nor alter the thing which has gone out of my lips." Now, if God cannot change his word, can Satan change the word of God? God said, when I say something, it's irreversible. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a jot of my word shall go unfulfilled." He declared, he said, the scripture cannot be broken. God's word is eternally settled. But hear this and hear me very well. If God's word cannot change, it means that the moment I believe the word of God, God is committed to give me deliverance. But this is where Satan comes in. Satan knows that God cannot change his word, so he tries to interpret the word to you to see whether you know it. Satan does not and will never tempt a man without quoting scriptures upside down. Satan does not tempt in vacuum. He takes the same word and turn it and give it to you. So when you don't know it, he floors you. He did it to Adam. He did it to Jesus. It came to Eve. He said, "Eve, did God say you should not eat this fruit?" He knew that God commanded Adam. So he knew Eve never had knowledge of the commandment proper. So he came to her and said, "Excuse me. Did God say you should not eat this fruit? And he said, God has said. He said, I floor you now because God commanded you. Are not seeing that as a statement, I floor you. It was her mind, he attacked her. He said, when they said temptation, don't the temptation is face. When he has happened, it's from the mind. Every temptation is from where? Satan attacks you from the mind. Your deliverance comes from your mind. He came and said, if God didn't say so, this is what God said. And he began to converse with him. And he used his subtlety to floor her. He took the same old trick to Jesus. He said, Jesus, if you truly say you're the Son of God, the Bible said, turn these stones to bread. Jesus said, I know the Bible more than you. Man shall not live by bread alone. So that said, you know, I come again. The Bible after that said, if you cast yourself, the angel shall bear you up in your hands. So why not bring yourself down? Just say, hey, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God, stupid Satan. He came again and said, if you are truly the Son of God, you know that Adam delivered the world to me. And that Satan said was true. Adam gave the world to Satan. He said, if you bow down, you know, I'm the one holding the world now. So if you bow to worship me, I'll give it to you. Just said, I know more than you. The reason why I came is to take it back from you. So I can't bow to worship you. The only one who worship is God, not you. Satan said, you know better than me. And he delivered him. Satan is not powerful, but he turns the world to make you believe it's not real. So when you know the truth, it is then you are free. You are not free until you know the truth. And the truth is the word of God. He said, the word is the truth. John 17:17. So without the word of God, there is no deliverance. Deliverance comes through his word. Through what? His word. You are not delivered because somebody pushed your head. You only get deliverance when somebody gives you the word. So I hear. So what Satan does, Satan uses the simplicity of the gospel and tells you the gospel is too simple for you to believe. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, he said, for I fear that the serpent through his subtlety will corrupt your mind through the simplicity that's in the gospel. Satan takes advantage of your ignorance to buffet, to attack, to destroy. Now hear this. He tells you the scripture is too simple to guarantee your future. I'll give you a typical example. A woman gets pregnant. I want to tell her how Satan behaves so you get delivered. Gets pregnant, and all of a sudden she starts spotting. The first thing that will occur to her is miscarriage. True? Am I talking? But God's word said, if thou shalt serve the Lord your God, it shall bless your bread and water, it shall take sickness away from the midst of thee, thou shalt not cast your young. That word not cast your young, in New Translation says, you cannot miscarry. That's the modern language. Now, God is saying, if you serve him, a woman who serves God cannot miscarry. That is the word of God. And he opposed all things by the word of his power. But Satan comes to her. Now that you have seen blood, you know the baby is lost. Where is he attacking her from? Then she said, honey, this baby has been aborted. And that's it. But the moment the woman stands and says, hey, blood and baby are not the same. There's difference between blood. I shall bless you with blood or I shall bless you with children. If I cut my hand, what will come out? Is that miscarriage? If every blood is miscarriage, then I too have miscarriage. What flow out of the woman is excess blood. In this church, a woman has bled years ago from first month to the last month, and last month she gave birth to a boy. She was sporting from the first month to the last month. But heard me teaching that you can't cast your young. So every time she saw the blood, she kept speaking. Say, this baby, you won't go. Tomato was growing. Baby, you won't go. Every month she would see blood. She said, baby, go to doctor. Doctor said, baby is intact. Blood was still coming out. Till last month, she gave birth.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't enjoy deliverance until you know the word. Without the word, no deliverance. Without the word, no what? No deliverance. So here. God is saying, anything I say in my word, believe it. It will work for you. So here. Satan is a master deceiver. He's a master what? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he said, he blinded the minds of them who believe not. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, he said, thou shalt take this rod in the hand, wherewith thou shalt do what? He was speaking to Moses. Take. If I say take, you have a responsibility. Now, hear this. He didn't say, I give you this rod. He didn't say, so he said, take this rod. Listen. He never told Moses, I give you this rod. He said to Moses, take this rod. Responsibility. I'm not understanding what God is saying here. He didn't say, Moses, I give you this rod. He said, no. He said, take this rod. If I say take, I'm telling you to put to action something. Am I saying something? So Moses lifted the rod and said, with this rod, go and torment Pharaoh. Molest Pharaoh. Deal with Pharaoh. The rod, according to Isaiah chapter 11, 1 to 3, the rod is Jesus. The rod is who? And in John chapter 1, 1 to 4, Jesus is the word of God. So in the New Testament, God is saying, take the word of God and deliver my people out of bondage. It was one rod Moses used to bring food. It was one rod Moses used to divide water. It was one rod Moses used to deal with Pharaoh. That same one rod. So with the word of God, you can do anything you want to do. So God is saying, take my word and deliver yourself. So here. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Moses could not be handled by Pharaoh. You can't hold the rod in your hand and be molested by the devil. Come on, sir, here. Now, with the rod, what is my first foundational thing that makes me to enjoy deliverance? That's where I'm going. I want to be. I have the rod, yes, but the rod cannot work until something happens. Now, listen. When God called Moses to go to deliver, I'm going to use Moses to explain to you. When God said to him, go and face Pharaoh, Moses gave an excuse. You know why? He was living in that house. Hope you know that. Moses said, you know, I'm a stammerer. You know my background, I'm a stammerer. He was trying to give an excuse because he remembered that the man God is sending him to was a man he knows his magical ass. So Moses, first and foremost, was afraid. He said, "Sir, God, what are you saying? Go to Pharaoh?" Then Moses, the first thing God did was to paint a picture of the new status of Moses. God had to paint a picture to Moses to show him that he is not the same Moses who left the house of Pharaoh. God made a statement to Moses, said, in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1, he said to Moses, "See, Moses, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh." He said, "This time, you are not going to Pharaoh's house as a boy. I'm sending you as my representative." So when Moses got that picture, he said, "Hey, I'm not the same person." God changed. Exodus 7 verse 1. He said, "See," if you read your Bible, the word "see" there is a capital S. That is not "see." He said, "Moses, understand." That "see," "see" means under. He said, "And the Lord said unto Moses," "see," capital S, "I have made thee a God. I am the Almighty God. You are now going to represent me as my mouthpiece. You are no longer the same Moses that used to be. Now you are a God unto Pharaoh. Go and say anything I would have said." When Moses understood his new status, Moses came in and said, "Hey, Pharaoh, let my people." That was not the language of Moses. He said, "Hey, I'm talking as a man representing the one in heaven. My new status has committed me to tell you, Pharaoh, let these people go. I came to deliver them and you must let them go." So first thing to bring deliverance is to see your new status in Christ. You must have a picture of your new status. If you don't have understanding of who you are and what you worth, you cannot enjoy deliverance. So who are you? I come again. Who are you? You are God? Now listen. Turn with me to Psalm 82. Turn quickly. It's Psalm 82. Verse 5. Psalm 82, 5. "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk all in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course." Verse 6. "I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of what?" Verse 7. He said, "But ye shall die like men." That's those who don't believe it. How can he say, "I'm a God"? They said, he said, "You suffer what the world suffer." Now look at John chapter 10. He said, this is the Old Testament, because some of you are very meticulous. You say, "Well, this one is the Old Testament. Even if Papa is talking, it's the Old Testament." Open to John 10. John 10, verse 34. "Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said," who said? Jesus. "Ye are what?" Verse 35. "If you call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken." He said, "Hey, you want to know who you are? If you are born again, you are another God on earth. What will a lion give back to? What will a goat give back to? So what did God give back to?" Okay. Your deliverance starts when you know that you are not the same person who you used to be before. Now, listen carefully. The governor of your state, or of any state in the world, when the day they swear the governor or a president in, has his status changed? Has the man's status changed? Did the nose change? Did the eyes change? The day you became born again, your status changed. Born again is an initiation into a higher realm. Are you getting what God is saying? Kaburiya kotali jadabra. He said, "We are seated with Christ in heavenly place." Born again is initiation to the highest order in the spiritual realm. Now, come again. All your courts in the world with Satan, they operate at a particular realm. In Revelation chapter 12, listen carefully, said, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth below, for Satan is driven down to the earth. Rejoice, all ye that dwell in heaven." Revelation 12:12. Now, in verse 8 of the same Revelation, said, and Satan was cast out of heaven. Now the Bible is saying, in Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6, the Bible said, we are connected with Christ. And in verse 6 precisely, he said, he had raised us up together and made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places. Now, God is saying, if you are born again, you are seated with Christ. Where? Where? Now, this is what happens. When you see train, I don't know if you have seen train. You've seen train? The train, the head, and the coach, are they together? Are they together? Anywhere the head goes, the coach goes. Jesus is the head of the church. You are the coach. So the Bible said, anywhere Christ is now, that's where you are now. I come again. You say, okay, Christ is in heaven. Am I in heaven? Am I not sitting down on white chair? Huh? Heaven is not physical. Heaven is spiritual. Did you see blood the day you gave your life pour on your head? Did you see anywhere they pour blood? Blood of Jesus on your head. Why do you believe you are born again? Faith. Simple faith. Do you see where they pour the blood? I said, now you are born again. The blood of Jesus wash away your sins. Did you see that? Why do you believe? Faith. Your heaven citizenship is simple faith. The moment you catch the word and believe it, that it cannot be altered, that I sit in heaven, Satan will leave you. The Bible said we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and Ephesians 1, 19 to 21. So where you are, Satan cannot come. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many of us know the word. For instance, somebody is sick. He knows that himself took my infirmities, can bring him out. But that word he knows is not producing, because the necessary things that will make the word produce are not there. Am I not understanding what I'm saying? Many of us know the scriptures to bring us out. But the scriptures we know, they are not working for our deliverance, because the necessary things to make the word work, they are not. Number one thing I make God. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen. Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Portals 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.